Welcome to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group. The opinions expressed on this program are from our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station.
Hey, Dave Clemens here talking to Scott Douglas, the CEO of the Cascade Relay Foundation. And this morning, I'd like to talk about the fact that you guys are taking over the Christmas parade. Tell me a little bit about the history there.
Well, the Bend Christmas Parade has been a classic community event for over 40 years. And for a long time, you know, the community has always come together to, you know, home grow this event. And so, you know, a guy named Ernie Gilpin, he was the lead producer of this event, and did it for over 20 years. Unfortunately, he passed away about 4 or 5 years ago. And then the event almost didn't happen that year. And Mike Sipe and the Frontline Foundation, he organized a group of community volunteers to make sure that the event continued on. And he did a fantastic job the last 4 or 5 years of producing the Christmas parade. And you know, as with anything, you know, people, you know, they want to transition to, you know, like their next thing that they do in life and in our community. So Mike, he asked us to take on the event, and the city of Bend encouraged that transition. And so the city of Bend always sponsors the Christmas parade. And so we agreed to continue the tradition. We're event organizers by trade. We do 7 or 8 events in the community, and we have an amazing and creative talent, talented staff that has the ability to upscale and really continue on the traditions of the Bend Christmas Parade, and honor that history of this being a community-led organization that produces the Bend Christmas Parade. So we're excited to be a part of the success of this Christmas Parade and continuing it. And then we have plans to continue to make it bigger and better. And so obviously this first year we've done some improvements to some of the processes that have gone on to help the community upscale the event. We want to make sure that people, they see value in coming down to downtown Bend on December 6th for the Christmas parade. And we want them to be excited. But our North Star, Dave, is putting smiles and putting that wonderment and joy into the eyes of children.
Sure.
It's our North Star. And that's our goal. It's the Christmas parade represents our community's values as well as all people in our community. And so we maintain that this is the Christmas parade, but we're not just celebrating Christmas. You know, we're also celebrating other holidays and other traditions in our community. So not everyone celebrates Christmas. You know, we have many facets of our community, and we want to represent all.
Sure. So what do you guys need at this point? What would help you? Do you need volunteers? Do you need people to sign up to be in the parade? What do you want people to do right now?
Well, really, and you know, at this point now, we have over, I want to say 60 parade floats that have already applied. We are reducing the number of floats that are allowed into the parade because in past years, it started to get a little too big. And logistically, it's a challenge when you have too many floats in the parade.
Sure.
So we are limiting the number of floats down to 75 total floats. And then we're encouraging all of those floats to make sure that they are following with that theme of, you know, our theme this year is a storybook Christmas. So that includes lots of opportunities for people to celebrate their favorite story of the holiday, right?
Yeah.
And so think, you know, Nutcracker meets Elf meets National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Right? Sure. Right.
Lots of classic Disney Christmas story type things. So we're trying to encourage those floats to inspire others, the attendees, the people, the young children that are in the crowd. And so that's one thing is that we are accepting applications up until November 21st. And so then once that closes, you know, it's really about, we need more volunteers. We always need volunteers for this event. So they can contact us through our cascaderelays.com website and get involved. But we also need sponsors. So in order to produce this event, it's an expensive event to produce, and that includes event insurance and city permit fees and everything. Even though the city is a sponsor of this, it still costs money to produce and have a high quality event.
Makes sense.
So, you know, but the other thing too is just attending, is believing in wanting to make sure that we have a community parade to celebrate the holidays. And so parents bring their kids and grandparents bring their kids and grandkids and make it a family event, make it a family affair. And so support your community that is, you know, out there to celebrate all of the amazing things of why people choose to live in Bend, Oregon.
Sure. Sure. You keep the tradition going.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. All right. If somebody does want to learn more, they want to help out or whatever, what's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
They can go to cascaderelays.com. And then there's an opportunity there to just send us a note. And if they want to volunteer, they can be a part of that. And they can learn more on our website about the Bend Christmas Parade and the timeline. But it's a 12 p.m. start in downtown Bend. And the parade route remains the same. Starts, you know, they all the floats will marshal on Harmon Boulevard. And then they come down Newport. And then they come down Wall Street and then turn onto Franklin and head down Riverside Boulevard to finish back where they started. And so it's about an hour and a half it's about an hour is our goal, is to have a parade that lasts an hour. And there's going to be lots of dancing, bands, choirs. A lot of companies will have floats that are well decorated, and lots of great excitement for people to celebrate the holidays. And so we're excited to be a part of continuing this wonderful tradition here in Bend.
All right, we're talking to Scott Douglas, the CEO for Cascade Relay Foundation. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Dave.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.